Every year, before the feast of conversion of St. Paul, the church used to pray for 8 days for church unity. The feast falls on June 28th. So all these weeks, also the church in Hong Kong have some program praying for church unity. As you know, all know the name Martin Luther. He's a Catholic priest. His desire wanted to make the church change from within. Unfortunately, by that time, the 16th century, still kind of feudalism, a cardinal went to Germany to talk with him, and by mistake, they could not meet. I don't know by what reason. So that cardinal excommunicated him at once, and they had to make this division. By no means, Martin Luther wanted to get out from the church. It's a church by that time, we cannot judge, but he was pulled out from the church. That's unfortunate. Eventually, there are some differences in theology, but practically, it's not to change the church. Martin Luther wanted the church the better one. He just get some ideas and let the church hear his voice. And unfortunately, there's no chance to meet. So even practically, church reform is not the right term. Reform is only for external things. Change the structure. It's not important what kind of structure. It's important the way we live. Or today we have a new word, we can say renewal of ourselves. That's more important. If you are not renewed, you just change the structure. For example, you change the parish council, another type of parish council. Doesn't change anything. But yourself is not Christ-like. What else? You can be a very beautiful name, but it doesn't matter. Important is to change yourself. Renew yourself in Christ. So that what we can say, what Paul says, today is not I live, but Christ lives in me. That's a point. So today, no matter Lutherans and Catholics, they all know today we have to change from within, from ourselves. So there is hope for church unity. Of course, for so 500 years, these differences not come one day we change. Church unity doesn't mean Lutheran all become Catholic or all Catholic become Lutheran. This is not the way. We have the truth, the Bible. The core of the Bible is that we live like Christ. No matter you're Lutheran or Catholic. The principal thing is love one another as Jesus would love us. The way Jesus loved us. And that's the way we have to learn. We have to live today. So in a practical way today, we pray for church unity in the sense that we come together just by structure. We come together in the name of Jesus. We come together in His name that we love one another, we treat one another as we treat Christ in each person, no matter you're Catholic or Lutheran or Baptist. It's important we are baptized, we are Christ. Be in the Christ for one another.